There are two issues we've been particularly trying to get sorted out. One that we've talked about in these meetings before is the encroachment issue, trying to make sure that the position Horn Animesh object displays is not too far offset from its kind of official position. So, you know, the idea that you can't use a combination of joint offsets and offsets due to animation and whatever to drastically alter an object's location and have. So we've got a fix for that working now. I have to pick a final number. I'm thinking it's probably going to be something like 3 meters. So basically, that the bounding box of all of your joints and the meshes that are attached to those joints should be within that distance from your official location as registered by the server. So the next project viewer will have that fix in there. The encroachment stuff actually requires a bunch of new infrastructure. What we're doing is doing smarter tracking of bounding box for rigged meshes. So we're keeping track of sort of an individual bounding box for each joint for any associated mesh vertices. And then to get a reasonably accurate bounding box, we can just transform those per joint boxes without having to crawl through the entire mesh every frame. It seems to have decent performance. You know, it does take a noticeable amount of time, but it's not going to trash anybody's performance, I don't think. It's not tied to scale, but I don't think it's going to affect your dragons. I mean, a dragon is, you know, it's okay, so it's 60 meters tall or whatever, but that's part of the bounding box of the joints and the bounding box of the mesh. So, if it's 60 meters tall, then so be it. The only thing the encroachment would stop is displacing that 60-meter box so that it's, you know, more than 10 meters away from its official location. We're not just setting a blanket limit on how much of an offset you can have for a given joint. It's really based on how it affects the entire shape of the object. So I think that'll work, but we'll definitely need to get feedback on that. If it turns out that the limit is too tight, we can discuss it. 10 meters from the object's location. I remember when you first res your object, that has a location that the server knows about, and that's where the static mesh would display if it wasn't an animesh object. So that's your reference location that the animesh skeleton is trying not to get too far away from. Yeah, well, it's fine if the wing bones are 10 meters from the object location. It's just that the entire bounding box of the whole dragon can't be more than 10 meters away. So if you take the distance from the dragon's official location to the closest point on the bounding box of the entire skeleton, that can't exceed whatever the limit is, say 3 meters. So If it doesn't affect kind of how big can your model be, it only affects like how far can your model wander away from its kind of official reference position. I hope that's somewhat clear, but anyway, once people get a chance to try it out, you can let us know how it goes.